Hey, doctor. Hi, I was wondering, is our meeting today? Oh, good, yeah. I was worried that I came in the wrong day or something. Your secretary wasn't in, so I just sort of helped myself back here. Is that okay? Okay, cool, just checking. Let me take a seat and we can begin whenever you're ready. Well, the nightmares are back, except, this time I can remember every detail. Like, the moment I woke up from the nightmare, I journaled everything while it was still fresh in my head, and I'm excited to tell you what I found. Yeah, found. I'm using those exact words for a reason. I meant what I said when I said found. I literally found the evidence that I was searching for. It's something that terrifies me, and it's something that you're not gonna believe, but I need you to keep an open mind, okay, doctor? Okay, I'll start at the beginning. Lights. I was in my bed when lights filled my room last night, and it was so bright, like white and pale blue, sort of a strobe light, but not quite as fast. Then I saw them enter my room. There was this smoke, and in the smoke were these little gray men, big black eyes, long, langly, dangly limbs. I can't describe them. They were just long, almost like they had no bones in them or something. They moved so weird. I can't describe it. I had never been so scared, but I was frozen in place. I couldn't move, not even to blink. No matter how bright the light hurt my eyes, I couldn't shut them. I was in a trance. There were three of them, and the smaller of them had started to approach me. My brain was screaming for me to run, but my body refused to move. I couldn't breathe, I couldn't see straight. All I knew was this little gray man slinking closer and closer to me as I was lying in bed. Before he could reach me, however, I remember my vision fading to black. I fought the heaviness of my eyelids, but I couldn't stop them from falling, and just like that, I was asleep, or out cold. I don't know what it was, or what it did to me, but I felt dead to the world. I don't know how long it took for me to wake up, but when I did, I wasn't in my room anymore. The walls and ceiling around me were metal, and I was strapped to a cold gurney. What's that? Scared? No. No, I wouldn't say scared exactly. I was strangely excited. I don't know how else to explain it, doctor. I just felt excited. Anticipation? Desire? I don't know what else to call it. I saw them. By my feet. You know. The aliens. They were talking rapidly in a language I've never heard before. A series of clicks and glottal noises. I can't describe it. It was just weird. And it was around this time that I realized just how naked I was. I felt my body tingle with anticipation as the little gray man's fingers gently touched my foot before gliding up my ankle, up my calf, and resting gently on my knee. I shivered in desire and desperation and need. All I All I wanted, all I needed, was for him to go higher. And I felt this overwhelming need to come. I can feel it now. But at least in this moment I can control it. I couldn't control it then. I remember it becoming this all-consuming obsession. I wanted to be touched so badly. Those long gray fingers teased me as they ran up my inner thigh. It was as if the creature could read my mind because it quickly found my pussy, and I was so wet, dripping wet as it started touching my cunt, pleasuring me with the tips of its fingers. The moment it found my clit, my hips rose up to meet its touch. I was practically fucking the creature's hands, but I needed it. I needed to come. I remember begging it. I moaned and grinded against its touch like a whore. I'd say things to it like, please make me come and fuck me or I'm going to die, and I meant it too. I was sure I was going to die if that creature stopped touching me then and there. Another creature came up from behind with this long metal prong thing, and it pressed it against my temple. When it did, I erupted. It was like an electric shock, but pleasurable. Just thinking about it, it makes me crazy. I can't control myself, Doctor. I'm so sorry. I'd stop if I could. But it's something those aliens did to me. I can't explain it. I'm a sex doll now. I exist only to collect cum. I'm sorry, Doctor, but I'm a sex doll. A sex doll with a heartbeat. And I need you to use me. I need you to help me fulfill my biological destiny. I won't tell you another word if you don't put your cock inside me right now. I need this. I need you, Doctor. Use me. Use me. Come in me. I want it so bad that it fucking hurts. Put your cock in me. Do it now. Yes. Use me. Fuck me. Yeah, give them a show too. I know they're watching, right? Show them how humans take their I can't speak, it feels so good. Oh my god, show them how human males take their females. Show them how it's done. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. You know, fuck. Your cock feels so good. Yeah. I need you to come. I need you to come in me, Doctor. Come in my pussy, Doctor, please. I need to collect every drop of your cum. I need it. I need it. I need it. Yeah, fuck yeah, doctor. Yes, doctor. Yes, doctor. Yes. 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 Fuck. Yes. Yes, doctor. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. For me, doctor, just like, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 just like that, yeah, 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 yes, yeah, just like that. Thank you, doctor. Thank you. Oh, you did great. The gray men are going to be very pleased. For collecting the sample, of course. Thank you for doing your part. I'll let you know what happens next.